Here we show a very simple example how to construct those state feedback matrices and observer gains, and so that eventually we obtain an observer-based controller. We take a 2x2 two-state system and a single input, single output, and then we decide where we place the closed loop poles. And for example, we choose the state feedback poles, closed loop poles at -2, -3, and we obtain a feedback gain F. And this F can be calculated very easily by using a malloc command of, for example, place. This is doing a pole placement by specifying, by inputting A, B matrix and also the desired pole place, so we end up with an F matrix. In this case, because we have using the F in the positive sign, actually the command it gives the negative sign, so we actually put a minus sign in front, so we get an F in a correct form. We can also find an observer gains L by specifying where we're going to place the observer poles. For example, in this case, we want to place all the poles at a -10. And of course, here we can also use the command of place by using A transpose, C transpose, and -10, -10. But also, there's another command we can use in this really similar way as place, called so-called Ackermann formula. To obtain L, but there's no difference here, but we're just trying to illustrate the different commands. Actually, they work in a very similar way, but one thing we must be a little more careful is that Ackermann usually command is usually for single input, single output, so here there's no difference anyway. So we use all this command, we find F and L matrices, and then we put all those F and L matrices into the formula of K, we obtain a observer-based controller, KS. And if you look at this controller, it turns out to be very interesting that the controller itself is unstable. Now this is probably not very desirable in many practical cases. But what we are trying to show is that if you're not very choosing carefully, your controller may not be itself be stable, so you could end up with an unstable controller. Of course, it doesn't mean the closed-loop system is unstable. The closed-loop system is stabilized by this unstable controller. But a lot of cases, you do not desire using an unstable controller. And we're going to talk about a little more later on when we look at the design system performance. And it's usually undesirable to have an unstable controller. And this is actually one thing you could notice, that if in case your loop breaks down, and let's say a sensor or actuator breaks down, then you end up with an open loop system with an unstable controller. This will eventually destroy your system. So really, it's not desirable to have an unstable controller in a loop. But that's another story we're going to talk about later on.